filled the darkness of my mind. The day he gave my sight to me, it was not sin that made me blind. It was no sinner made me see. Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. Look at me now, none can deny, I once was blind and now I see. Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind, and now I see.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Fourth Sunday of Lent, Year A. Our first reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, verses 6 to 7, verses 10 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 23. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. Our gospel reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. In the face of the plague of coronavirus, the blind question is not, if God is alive and active, then why is coronavirus killing us? Rather, we ought to sit in our rooms reflecting on the deep meaning of life, reappreciating God's creation, and then gradually ask, as St. Paul noted in the second reading of today, Lord, what do you want of me? It is important to note John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6, that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Hence, he alone has the answer to our deep blind questions. But our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and minds must be opened to perceive and to understand the response of the Lord, who is the Good Shepherd. If we do not ask for sight, if we do not ask for a fata, openness of our ears, if we do not ask for metanoia, conversion of our hearts, then we will be angst and blinded by human perceptions of our current problems and be blind to the joy and solutions that Jesus brings in the midst of our problems. It is obvious in today's first reading that the prophet Samuel was not blinded by human appearances or perceptions because, having heard the injunctions of the Lord, he allowed the Lord to shepherd him to Jesse's house and to open his eyes to see the heart of David, whom he anointed as the king of Israel according to the injunctions of the Lord. Thus, it was clear to Samuel that Yahweh does not see as man sees, for his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways his ways. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. For this reason, the psalmist says in Psalm 24, verses 7 to 8, "Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may enter." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Therefore, while we wait for an antidote for the COVID virus or COVID-19, if, like the Pharisees in today's gospel, we fail to ask Jesus to enter our homes, to enter our minds, our thoughts and hearts, then we might miss the saving power of Jesus, which made the man born blind a new creation. In other words, the man born blind was granted true sight to see and to receive the joy of the Lord, because first, he made an effort to see and interact with Jesus. Secondly, he allowed Jesus to anoint his eyes with mud, which reminds us of our humanity and Jesus' divinity as the creative Word of God. And thirdly, the man born blind was not healed until he obeyed Jesus' command to go and wash at the pool of Siloam. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, we will overcome this trying moment. I repeat, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome COVID virus. We shall overcome this trying moment. We shall overcome this moment of trials if we stay home with Jesus, if we obey his teachings, found if we study the Word of God, and then worship him as Lord and Savior when we pray with a sincere heart, we will overcome this period. Therefore, rather than worry about the virus, spend this time developing your faith. Let us spend this time developing our faith in Jesus, resolving our problems with our brothers and sisters, resolving our issues, resolving those quarrels, making peace, and let us prepare ourselves for whatever the Lord says tomorrow would be. And I know the Lord has declared favor, his protection for us, and may it be so for you through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless and protect us. May he overshadow us with his goodness this day, this moment, this period. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.